Radio. This is the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast. This is the L Train. We are at episode 150. Thank you so much for tuning in to another great show. It's going to be a fun show this week. Before I get there, dude, it's maybe 35 minutes until the kickoff of the Super Bowl. You know, I'm excited to watch it. Should be a good game. Disappointed the Seahawks aren't in it, but, you know, what are you going to do? But picking the Chiefs, 38-30 in a victory there. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to outlast that 49er defense, and I would like to see him burn Sherman at least once. But anyway, man, been a chill weekend here at 120 Swagamore Lane. Apparently Friday night, Defy and Rickshaw Wrestling had some great shows. Want to congratulate the 4 Minutes of Heat, Eddie Pearl, Ricky Gibson, for winning surprise victory and won the Defy Tag Team Championships. Congratulations to those guys. And if you want to hear from them, they were on podcast in the podcast in the archives, episode 135. And also that night, Judas Icarus, man, he's on a roll lately. ECC Dub champion, and then won the Defy to Survive match. Outlasted a bunch of dudes in there. You can hear him in the archives also, episode number 147. And, man, last week's episodes got some great feedback. Thanks to everyone for the great feedback and compliments on last week's show. I gave you two of them last week, two for the price of none, right? Two for the price of one. But, dude, I did a whack review with producer Rob. That was really fun. And then I chatted with Tectonic. We chatted a bunch of stuff. But the big thing in that was talking about him heading to New Zealand. I think he leaves as I record this podcast, and as the podcast drops, actually, will be the day that he heads for New Zealand, getting on the plane, and he's doing the heading over to Fale Gym. So congratulations to him, man. But thank you so much. I appreciate all the feedback on these awesome podcast guests, man. And, dude, you know what else is amazing? Our amazing sponsor, my friends, over at Nacho Mama's Food Truck, man. I know I put these guys over each and every week, but like I said before, without them, there would be no Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast, man. These are world-class hot gourmet nachos, and don't miss out, man. They're simply the best nachos you will ever have crammed in your mouth, man. Head over right now to NachoMamasSeattle.com. You can check out the entire menu, the entire mouth-watering menu. You won't even believe your eyes when you order these nachos, and Chris brings it out to your table at whatever brewery you might even be at, man. But let me tell you about the yumminess specials that they're having this week. Black and blue burger nachos, cheddar cheese sauce, ground beef with bacon. You heard that right. I said with bacon, pickled red onions, tomatoes, blue cheese dressing, and Cajun blackening seasoning. Man, mouth is watering right now. Hold on. Gotta fix myself here. And then the soup of the week, tomato chipotle soup with ground beef, gorgonzola cheese, and cilantro. Man, that sounds amazing. I go for a cup of that right now. It's kind of a cold day out, even though the sun is out. And then for that sweet tooth that we always talk about, cherry almond brownie with Di Serrano soaked cherries, man. That sounds too good to even be true. But you want to hear where you can get these nachos? Again, head over to their website, NachoMamaSeattle.com. It'll give you all the locations for this coming week and maybe the next couple weeks after that. But this Thursday, February the 6th, Optimism Brewing, Capitol Hill, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Saturday, Saturday, February the 8th, Nacho Doubleheader. They're going to have two different locations they're going to this day. Nacho Doubleheader, Optimism Brewing, 4th year anniversary party. And that's going to be from noon to 4. It says here there's going to be 4 new beers getting released and lots of door prizes. So you want to get in on that, new beers and, you know, free stuff. Shit. But Chuck's Hop Shop in Greenwood is the other location they'll be at just a little bit later from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then Sunday, February 9th, Ridgecrest Public House in Shoreline from 5 to 8. Man, dude, like I said before, check these guys out. They are the best nachos that you're going to taste on the planet today. It's the best thing going today. Hashtag nachos and beer. And, dude, get over there, check it out, stuff it in your mouth, enjoy it, and have some fun. Anyway, let's get to this week's show. That's what everyone's here for. You get to listen to the amazing Voros twins, Chris and Patrick, the ECCW tag team champions. And, dude, we get into the Super Bowl at a little bit of the start. Kind of cracks me up talking to them about football. You listen in, you'll crack up too. And then Rickshaw Wrestling that they did on Friday night. They talk about their vlog, Dr. Luther on AEW recently, WWE Canada tryout that they had. They got a great story about the promos that they had to cut there. Wrestling with ROH, talking about 5CC wrestling and a tag match they had with Kendall Marie, her first match. Wrestling It Without a Cause, taking on Young Muscle, heading over to the Funko store. I think they said it was their first time. And then a surprise match at Defy earlier this January. And then talking about Ballroom Brawl, ECCW Tag Team Championship, and them going over for the second time, baby. And, dude, I'm the L-Train. You can follow me on social media at BFPW Podcast, BFPW Podcast on Twitter. And then, dude, all the podcasts you can listen to, BigfootProWrestling.com. And on most podcast platforms, you know, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. And then you can listen to the last few months, the recent shows over at SoundCloud on the Pro Wrestling Only Network, dude. So check it out. We appreciate your support, your help. And we are also here at the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast, proud sponsors of Without a Cause Wrestling in Everett. So check them out. They got a few shows on for sale right now. And then next week, tune in. We're going to hear from the one and only Kikyo. And a little bit from Kendall Marie. Separate chats there. And then I'm the L-Train. Thanks so much. I'm leaving the station. Hey, yo, this is the L-Train, and we're back. Going to have a fun podcast for you this week. A couple guys back I haven't talked to in quite a while, but they've been doing a lot of crazy, cool stuff, man. And we got Chris and Patrick, the ECCW tag team champions, the Voros twins, man. How you guys doing?
Yo, we're the Voros twins. Hello, hello.
Sorry, we always have to say that when we start any kind of talking, so we got it out of the way.
Well, that's perfect, man.
It's around 9 a.m. on a Sunday. The Super Bowl's on today. I don't know if we're gonna watch it. Maybe we will, but maybe we'll do a tweet about it to get that clout and get the football bandwagoners.
Is the Super Bowl as big in Canada that it is down here?
I'm sure it's way bigger where you guys are, but everyone watches it still. Just we don't.
Are you going to watch it?
I'll be watching it. I'm a little disappointed because my Seahawks, you know, got knocked out a few weeks back, but I'll still watch it, man. It's always fun, you know, see all the, you know, the commercials, and hopefully it'll be a really, really good game.
Because we don't get the commercials, I think. We get different Canadian ones, so we have to go online and see the commercials, like, after the fact.
Really? I didn't even know that. That's crazy. So up there, do you, the Canadian businesses pay big money for the commercial spots at the same time, too?
Yeah, no. I think so. Probably not as big.
Not as cool.
Like, it won't have, like, Will Smith on it. It'll have, like, lesser-known Canadian celebrities, probably.
Oh, man, I don't know. You guys even pulling for one of the teams? I'm going with Chiefs just because I hate the 49ers.
What color is the Chiefs jersey?
Let's see. I don't know if they'll be in white or red. I don't know who's the home team because they both wear red, but the 49ers wear red and gold.
We'll just cheer for the team you're cheering for.
There we go. That sounds great. Go Chiefs. So what, you guys, if you don't watch the game, what are you guys gonna be doing, man? You just got a relaxing day, gonna laze about, you got the day off, or are you gonna hit the gym at some point? What's up?
So definitely hit the gym after this. Today is our leg day, and then we're gonna treat ourselves to a little pre-workout today, so we're pumped. But a funny story is, we always give we try to get one scoop each, But then mine has a little bit more. Then Chris adds a bit more in his. Then I have to add more in mine. And then pretty soon we were at the gym for 4 hours and we're still hyped.
Wow.
But yeah, we love our caffeine at the gym. It's a new thing we started doing, but we're enjoying it.
And how does this pre-workout help the workout? It just gives you that extra, you know, oomph to go the extra mile or what?
Yeah, for sure. But a lot of times, because now we add more cardio. Sorry. Cardio.
I saw that tweet. That was good.
So yeah, we're actually a lot lighter now than we were 2 years ago, but we feel better and we're faster and more agile, which is good.
So man, you guys had a big match or a big show on Friday night, did you not? I know the Defy show was going on down here, but you guys were up there with Rickshaw, right?
Yeah, we were. I would like to say the pre-main event, which is the semi-main event. We wrestled a tag team called the Stoner Brothers. They're a twin tag team from California. And they're the complete opposites of us, which is cool. But yeah, the crowd was into it. It was sold out. And yeah, Rickshaw Wrestling is selling out each show. They run a show in once every 5 months-ish. Yeah, 4 or 5 months. And we didn't get the win, unfortunately. But, I mean, you can't win them all, right?
And we always wrestle with earrings now. And if our ears don't bleed after the match, we always count that as a win. So we basically won the match.
So has that been a problem before, wrestling with the earrings? Has anything got torn out, you know, got a ripping hole in your ear, gaping, just juice coming out of it?
No, nothing like that.
I know what you mean. It does happen.
Well, our ears doesn't explode off our head. But I mean,
but sometimes we lose like the shiny part of it, and then it gets into an argument of like, we're spending way too much money on replacing our earrings.
Yeah, you know, it's going to cut into the profit, you know, you guys are making.
Got to cut into the profit. Yeah, don't want that.
Got to look out for the budget, you know. You got to have pre-workout money. You got to have, you know, travel money, yeah. Expenses, all that stuff.
And we switched up our wrist tape. We wrist taped a finger as well as our wrist to be, like, extra cool. So we're switching our gear up every time.
So at that Rickshaw, you guys didn't have the ECC dub straps with you that night?
Oh, luckily we didn't bring it with us and we didn't defend it, so we still have them. That's the goal. As long as we leave them at home, we never have to defend it.
There you go. So that's perfect.
Starting the system, and then we'll be the ECCW tag team champions forever instead of forever because we're the Boros twins.
Yeah, just leave next ECC dub show. Just walk in and say, sorry, guys, we left them at home. We won't be able to defend those tonight.
Maybe.
We'll just tell you. You told us to do it. So.
Yeah, tell them the Ultra said, because it matters, you know. So anyway, how's the vlog going? I saw you guys were, you know, taping something on here, and all of a sudden your little your set started falling apart.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're trying to make more vlogs from our wrestling shows. We actually finished one that will be up this week, but it's from November. We finally got the footage from our Prestige match. But it's fun to do. I think it shows our personality. So we're going to be on like vlog 30 now. So that's 30 different shows that you can see what we're doing. And we just once YouTubed ourselves and we're like, we need more content. So people know who we are as people, not just as like two-dimensional pictures on the internet. But we try to get other local people on the vlog as well. We always say that if you start with like a small cameo role, but eventually if you nail your lines, you'll be more in the vlog.
Like we always put Judas Icarus in the vlog because he always nails his parts. He's always entertaining. So if you see us filming, do something entertaining, and then you'll be a returning guest after a while.
See, that's why I haven't been back. That one time I had a little slight appearance on there. I didn't say nothing. I just stood there because I didn't know I was really being filmed all that much, I think. But if I get another chance, man, I'll come through.
Can you do a cartwheel?
I might have to train up a little bit for that. I could do a half one where my legs don't really go too far up in the air or something.
That's probably how ours look like.
But man, that's got to be fun just putting those together and kind of rewatching them and stuff, getting other people involved.
It's a little tough because we spend so much time editing it and we don't get any profit from it, but eventually it'll all pay off.
I understand that. Lots of editing and no profit.
But it's fun to look back on, and sometimes it takes like 10 hours to edit a vlog, and then someone buys a shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/VorosTwins. So then it's a slight win, because then it's like, oh, I spent 10 hours to edit a vlog, but at least it connected with someone enough to buy a shirt. So, slow and steady.
Hey, man, recently AEW, love watching AEW, just another great place. We get to see referee Aubrey Edwards over there. But recently another local was added, came out from, I think it came out from underneath the damn ring that one time. Dr. Luther, man, I know he was pretty close with you guys, man. How was it seeing him debut and appear on AEW TV?
Yeah, I remember we saw that live. It was very cool to see him, very unexpected. We knew he's friends with Jericho, and he's always been the one of the biggest supporters of us, so we were so happy for him that he got his big break. Yeah, super happy. I remember there was times where we were frustrated with wrestling, and he gave us good advice and stuff, and it's very cool. Yeah, he's our favorite part of AEW, right? So please on every week, giving people like big power moves that he used to give to us. He once clotheslined Patrick, and Patrick did a backflip. We can't even do backflips, so I just want to see some Dr. Luther clotheslines coming up.
You think that was because he hit it so hard, or you guys were just so scared you just flipped right over with all that damn adrenaline?
You know, he's a big dude. Big arm. I'm very excited. AEW's doing a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we watch it. We watch it every week. We watch all wrestling pretty much. But we're really enjoying the ride, which is AEW. Sounds like a roller coaster.
Any crazy, besides the clothesline story, any other crazy Dr. Luther stories?
Oh yeah. We once went to his house and we had a sleepover. That was a good time.
Did he serve like hors d'oeuvres, and you know, you guys had little blankets and pillows and things?
Yeah, blankets, pillows. If anyone asks, we played hide and seek. Luther was hard to find, but we found him. But Luther once ran a show called Breakthrough Wrestling, and that was our first ever American wrestling booking. So that's a fun little fact as well. And we haven't been able to see him too much in the past year, but I'm hoping to see him down the road again.
Nice.
Right to him here and there.
Yeah, it's got to be special seeing those folks pop up in the big time on those shows. But speaking of big time, was it last August? You guys participated in the first ever WWE Canadian tryout, man. How'd that all go? And how was it, like a day, 2 days, a week? How did it go?
Wait, so before we start, I just want to say that was a good transition on your end. Wow.
Thank you.
You're getting good at this podcast
thing. Yeah, much better than I was the first time, right?
No, just as good. Politically correct answer. In August we did SummerSlam weekend. We did a 2-day WWE tryout. It was very fun. We were so pumped. Let me think. A couple people from the West Coast were there. Riley Jane, Mad Ecstatic, Cat Power. But it was weird. There was 42 Canadians. And Canada's so big, so we didn't recognize most of the people. But I think we did very well in the tryout. It was cool. It was led by, what's his real, I want to call him A-Train. Matt Bloom. Matt Bloom was there. Canyon Seaman was there. Mm. But it was cool. We left the tryout feeling like we did really good and gave it our best. I know some people messed up. Oh, we have a promo story after. If you want to hear it.
Sure.
There's promo day at the tryout, so we each had to say a promo. So, like, knowing this ahead of time, I rememberized a promo as if we were good guys, and Patrick remembered one for if we were bad guys. And then they call up Chris. Chris does his promo. He nails it. Oh, I got it. Sorry. So they ask, it's my turn to cut the promo, and they're like, Voros, do you want to do yours together, or do you want to do it separate? So we go, we'll do it separate, because then I could showcase the good guy promo, and Patrick could showcase the bad guy promo. So I go up, I nail my promo, I get laughs, Boom, boom, boom. Patrick goes up. He nails his promo. Boom, boom, boom.
So we're feeling good. Everyone's laughing. Everyone's entertained.
We feel like we crushed it. We memorized these promos for 2 weeks. But then, so the promo class is now done. Everyone went. And then Matt Bloom goes, Voros, now let's hear your double promo. And we're like, oh,
and
no.
And like, oh, snap. We only had one single one. And then the promo, we actually practiced a double one, but it was my promo, the single one, but we could have made a double. But since we said it already, we're walking up to this ready to do a promo with zero idea of what we're going to say. So we totally wing it in front of everyone. So we were very nervous. We so kind of blacked out. We just started talking.
And we were like, oh, we have pockets. And we'd like do our thumbs down thing. And we maybe speak Hungarian a little bit.
But I think we winged it enough that it was very good. Even I think Fabian Eichner and Marcel was there. They gave us a thumbs up.
Yeah, apparently no one knew that we improvised the whole promo, which was good. Much really, but we were just so nervous. I remember walking up being like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
And you didn't say anything to each other first? You just went up there and just started feeding off each other?
I don't think so. Just, we always started with, yo, we're the Voros twins.
No, but so you literally, we only had like 5 seconds. So as we were walking up, we were like whispering in Hungarian to each other, like,
what are we gonna do? We're like, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Well, but it was fun. It kept us on our toes.
But no, we did really good. We felt really good. We're hoping for, like, I guess the Florida tryout is a good goal for us to work towards, because those are the 3-day tryouts, and I think our tryout was a little bit smaller, and so that would be a good goal to work towards.
Right on. So during the tryout, are they having you have matches with other teams, single matches? Is it just like, you know, they're doing like, you know, drills and stuff with you first to see what you got? Or
so it's similar to all the videos. I don't know if you've seen any of the tryouts at the PC, but the difference here was there was only one ring, so there was a lot less intense cardio than like the 7 rings in the PC. But we had a match against 2 other guys, which went well, and just a lot of cardio and basic rolls and footwork and things like that. But we've been practicing or training hard for it, so we kind of knew what to expect.
Like, even last year, we trained at our ECCW training center 133 days of the year. And that's not even counting matches or anything. So we felt, like, very prepared. Like, our basics, we feel, are polished enough where we're not worried about it.
Hmm. And then was it... I'm sorry, go ahead.
We shouldn't have to do a forward roll.
And was it before or after this you guys did some work with Ring of Honor?
Wait, let me think. Timeline. So we wrestled our first match in Ring of Honor in March, which was before. And that was in Las Vegas. It was cool. We gambled a little bit. We lost $20. And then our second one was in June. We were in a gauntlet match against Silas Young and what's his name? Shane Taylor. So yeah, those two options. I don't know what it's going to lead to, maybe more down the road, but nothing in the future for now.
Right on. So how was that experience, man? How was it going backstage and meeting people? Were you guys nervous as hell?
For some reason, the entire Ring of Honor locker room really likes us, which is good. We're friends with like Matt Taven and Dalton Castle and things like that.
And then Bully Ray was also like, really just laughing at how silly we look. So that kind of broke the ice. And then, like, we knew Mandy Leon from, like, Instagram years ago, so that helped. And, no, everyone was super welcoming. We didn't feel out of place at all there, which was nice.
Nice. So you really just enjoyed it. Had a great couple matches, right?
For sure. Uh-huh. Yes.
So, let's see. Let's go back to some local stuff, man. You guys have now wrestled, I don't know, a couple times there for 5CC Wrestling out in Bellingham. And before I talk about this match you guys recently had there, how is it wrestling in a 5-sided ring? Is it hard to adjust?
It's wild. Crazy.
Yeah, our mind got blown. Basically, every time you try running the rope, you hit a buckle on the other side. And not only that, that ring is loud. It feels like it's gonna fall apart, but it doesn't. But it's very loud. In a tag match, you have no clue where you are at all. Yeah, just weird. It's like another world.
I think more
rings. Like, next thing you know, they're going to have, like, pretzel-shaped rings. I don't know. This might be the start of, like, a new demographic or something.
It's like a new...
It's insane. Very fun.
New trend in wrestling. 25-sided rings. No. But, yeah, it's been pretty impressive. He looks like he's getting some good crowds in there and some good wrestlers coming up there. And but recently you guys had a match, and I can't remember your opponents, but I know it was a six-person match, and you got to team up with... Kendall Marie. Was that her first match?
I believe so, yes. It was her first match. She did really well. Really well. Did we win? Yes, for sure.
But yeah, man, how fun was that wrestling with her? I know she's been a big fan of your guys's, you know, since she started watching wrestling, even I think before she started training, I think. But man, that must have been fun.
Well, way before she started training, yeah. I think we helped her even, like, start training as far as, like, motivation and things like that. She was always a big fan of us, like, had our bracelets and shirts, and she would always make us, like, these, like, title belts and prove them wrong t-shirts and stuff. So it was a very fun time. And then to team with her, like, I don't know, 3 years later, it was crazy to see what the power of the mind, right? Or what? Law of attraction or something. There's some, like, I don't know, believing But she's doing big things in reffing as well. Like, she reffed the Commodore shows in ECCW. I think she reffed more than 100 matches now, so that's going good for her as well.
Oh, yeah, I've seen her. You know, I watched 3-2-1 Battle on Twitch. I see her on there plenty, and then see her up at Without a Cause up in Everett. And, yeah, she's just doing great things. And how'd that tag match go? Who was it against? Was it against Kikyo? And I can't remember who else was in the match.
Rook and then Pitfall Jones were the other two.
That's right. Pitfall.
She's called the Juice Box Kid. and I think the match went really well.
So, like, does it throw off your flow a little bit, having that extra side in there on the ring? I mean, I know you're running the ropes and things, but was it kind of weird for some of your, like, team spots? Did you kind of have to look at it a little bit and change anything up? Or
for sure, especially, like, positioning-wise and... You just get lost, and you're like, where am I? Tag team matches, positioning so important anyway, but now you have to take the extra thought power just to figure out how this is all going to work.
I think they got another card coming up. Are you guys on a part of that one? I think it might be even next week or something.
Oh, that's Valentine's Day. No, we have other big things coming up.
Other business.
yeah.
And then also... Go ahead.
We'll do more 5CC in 2020.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. I'm hoping to get up there for one of these next couple cards they're having. It's a little bit of a drive up there, but shouldn't be too bad. I think their shows are on Saturday, so it's not like I got to work the next day, so that makes it nice. Huh. And speaking of shows and getting home, Without a Cause, they have their shows 4 p.m. on Sundays in Everett, which is kind of nice. Get out of there a little bit early, but man, you guys were there just... a few weeks back, man, and had a great match against Young Muscle until some other guys jumped in there, man. But how is it? I don't think we've talked since Without a Cause. You guys started talking. I can't speak. Guys started wrestling at Without a Cause. And, man, what do you think of their growth? And then what do you think about tagging against Jaden and Nick, man? There's a couple young, up-and-coming great guys.
Yeah, it's probably one of our favorite locker rooms to be in. All the owners there. They make everyone feel super welcome. We did one of the first Without a Cause shows in the other building. Mm-hmm. Now we've done it a couple more times, and I think their tickets, they sell more and more tickets after every single show. So that promotion's like super on the rise, and we're just pumped to be a part of it always. A lot of people don't know this, but when we wrestled Without a Cause, Patrick's ankle was so swollen. And super sprained, but I think I was happy with the match. Nick Wayne's so fun to talk to, just like in the back. He's very cool. And same with Kane Jaden. It's cool. They have good attitudes. And Nick Wayne talks about Fortnite to us, which is cool too.
Yeah, they look like definitely like future stars. You know, Nick's got it in his blood, you know, from his father and stuff. So always love seeing those guys. And you guys were having a great match until, what's the other guy's name? Is it State of Emergency came running in there and beat the hell out of all you guys?
Yeah, let's not even mention their names.
Oh, also
we'll get payback. We'll get payback.
Gonna ask about that.
I don't think we got eliminated from the WAC tag tournaments. Maybe we did. I don't know. But hopefully, due to the interruption, we'll be back there.
I hope so. And the fans are waiting for, you know, something from Mr. Max or Taylor to tell us what exactly the situation is with that. Because, you know, it was unfair to both teams getting knocked around like that.
How dare they?
Oh, let's see. And then, hey, when you guys were up in Everett, man, was that your first tour of the Funko headquarters?
Oh, yeah. That was the first tour. We've always seen it just driving past, but we don't really collect pop figures. I think we just have like one each that we got as a present, but it was, it's pretty cool in there. Yeah, a lot of cool ones. We're too cheap to buy anything, but I mean, it was cool.
Yeah, it's quite the experience, and I think it's part of the, you know, the fun going to Without a Cause shows, because you can go up there, hit that place, and check it out, and then, you know, you can even park somewhere in between, and then just walk down to the venue. It's all really close around there, and head over to Tony V's, and get a burger and a beer, and just really fun up in there.
Do you have any Pop Funko figures?
Yes, I have. I don't have a ton. I've, I don't know, maybe less than 15, something like that, but some of them are wives too. But I have my main ones. I have Cody Rhodes, I have Ric Flair, I've got Mach, I've got Piper, Sting, and then I got Jack Black, Nacho Libre.
Nice. Yeah, do you think you'll get more?
Probably here and there, like if I go to the Funko store and they have, you know, something different, something I like. But other than that, I don't order them online, and I don't go get in line for the exclusive ones that you can only get that one time, and then after that they're on, you know, eBay for $100 or something.
Like, you don't have 400, like you're not planning to, you're not addicted is what I'm saying.
No, I don't have that type of addiction, no. Wrestling's my addiction, going to watch it and talking about it, actually.
Cool.
There's something else I was going to ask you about, Everett, but maybe it'll come back to me. But anyway, oh, that's what it was. The ankle, man, you wrestled 3 days on that thing that weekend. You guys wrestle Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I heard it when we won the ECCW tag titles in Ballroom Brawl for ECCW. I did one of those flips to the outside from the top rope, but I just came, overshot it, and then I knew right away that I sprained it. And I was like, ow. And then I couldn't even walk on it the next day. But we wrestled a team called Reloaded in a
title match,
defended the tag team titles. Then it really hurt again. Then I taped it up, or Chris always tapes it up for me. He's like my doctor.
The grossest thing of that is I always had to tape Patrick's foot up with medical tape. And his feet would stink, so I'd have to get a bottle of Febreze and just sprayed with lavender the whole time. So,
and then I wrestled All Star Wrestling again on my ankle. I hurt it a bit more, but now it's getting good again. I'm finally going to do box jumps again. So it's pretty much healed now.
Yeah, we wrestled, as we were saying, the Stoner Brothers, they dropped us on our heads a lot, but the ankle survived.
So they're trying to help you out by dropping you on your heads and not your feet.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Let's go with that.
We'll make it sound like they're helpful. So, man, that's got to be tough. What have you been doing for treatment? Just ice, ibuprofen, keeping it elevated, or anything else you're doing?
Yeah, he went to a doctor, Dr. Google, and Dr. Google just said to, like, elevate it. And pretty much all those stuff. It's weird, like 4 days in, I was already doing burpees on it. I was like, yay, it's not going to hurt. But then I shouldn't have been pushing it so much at the beginning. But just the basic exercises and a lot of passion. A lot of passion healed my ankle.
So let's talk about that Ballroom Brawl. So you guys won the title on the first night?
Yes, correct. Okay.
So you won the title on the first night and then defended them on the second night then. So how did it make you feel, man? The company, ECC Dub, the powers that be there wanted to put the belts back on you. It's been, what, a couple years?
Yes, it's been 2 years. Wrestling goes in waves, so sometimes it's like you're on top and then you coast around the bottom. So we're on an up right now, so we're just going to enjoy it for as long as we can and see where it leads us. I know we feel good. Our hips are good. we're more athletic than ever, and we're just ready to take on all teams. And whatever it takes, if it takes a foot on the rope to, like, add leverage to the pin or, like, a hold of the tights, like, we're ready to cheat to keep the titles.
Oh, man. So did you hurt your foot? One of you flipped out of the ring and one did a splash in the ring. I saw a video there somewhere. Was that the one? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's where it happened. exactly.
Wow. So how was it getting the big win in front of that crowd there at Commodore?
No, it was good. We feel like our act, or it's not really an act, it's just us, but I mean, like, we're kind of annoying blonde twins, and I think the whole crowd was very upset that we won the tag titles, but we liked it that way. Especially, I don't know if you saw, but in the second night with the team we wrestled Reloaded, they had a Chinese dragon come out for their entrance, and they had, like, 10 people playing the drums on stage. So it was a very big, like, kind of WrestleMania entrance.
I did see that.
So everyone thought they were going to win, as it was their first time going for the belt. But nope.
So they don't like you up there at ECC Dub, the fans, so much?
Say that again?
So the fans don't really appreciate you guys so much right now up there?
And now say it one more time. Just kidding. A lot of people like us up here, but a lot of people don't. We're kind of like in the middle, which is good.
Oh, I was just thinking, maybe you guys are more heels than the fan favorites, huh?
I don't know. I mean, I think we always get cheered when we come out, and then we flip them. I mean, if you like us, you like us. If you don't, you don't, right? We'll just keep being ourselves.
Oh, man. Then also recently at the start of the month, you guys had I think it was a surprise appearance, if I'm not mistaken, at Defy.
Yeah, very surprised. It was a surprise for the fans, surprise for us. Yeah,
we were surprised.
when did you guys find out? Same day or something? Because I know somebody couldn't make it or something.
Probably 2 hours before the doors open.
We were originally just going to watch the show and support our friends, so we were driving down without our gear, without our shoes, without our knee pads, without anything.
What?
But then a Canadian team couldn't make it, so we ended up filling their spot or getting added to the match. And it was fun. We wrestled in shoes and joggers, and we showed up at the venue at 7:30, and we were out in the ring by 8:20 because we were the second match. So it was very stressful, like Defy is always, like, known for its good quality wrestling. So to be put in a situation where we were super unprepared, I guess we were prepared because we've been wrestling for a while, but just thrown for a loop, as it were. But it went well, and we hope to do more Defy in 2020.
So is that your second or third appearance there in Seattle?
Fourth.
Fourth, nice. And then you guys were in there with the Cooks and I think 4 Minutes of Heat, who actually just won the Defy belts Friday night.
Yeah, I read that. Very cool. Good job for them.
Well, now we need a match between 4 Minutes of Heat, the Defy champs, and the ECC Dub tag champs, I think.
And combine the titles.
There you go.
ECC Defy CW championships.
Well, that's what was funny that night. I thought it was for all the belts because the PCW Ultra were being held too, but they apparently didn't defend those, just the Defy belt, so it was quite a surprise. So man, so what else going on with you guys lately, man? What's coming up here in the near future here for
so a couple exciting in February we were wrestling in California for the first time for a company called QPW. I think like Jeff Cobb's on it and stuff like that. And in March, we're going back to Europe. Couple shows. We're going to be wrestling in 4 countries. And one of them we're really looking forward to is we'll be back in Hungary for HCW March 14th. And that will be the third time we're wrestling there. But it's cool because we're Hungarian. And they're doing some big things always over there. So we're looking forward to Europe and California.
And then also, as we said before, just the Defender ECCW tag titles forever, right? That's the same.
Forever. When is the next ECC Dub tag team title defense?
So the next show, I don't know if it's a or it's not a title defense, but I think us and Nicole Matthews, February 8th, will be in action. So that'll be a fun one. In Sapperton in New Westminster.
And you guys are teaming up with Nicole?
What's that?
You guys are teaming up with Nicole?
Yeah, for sure. She's our favorite. We have good chemistry with her, so that'll be a good time.
I was going to ask you about going to Europe and stuff. Does it make you feel great to go there? You know, you're Hungarian. You go to spots. People maybe speak the same language as you. And, you know, is it kind of like feeling like going home a little bit?
For sure. We were raised really Hungarian. Like, we learned Hungarian before English. We were in ESL. We eat Hungarian foods. We speak Hungarian to our mom, dad. But, yeah, when we go there, it's just weird. It takes a while, a day or two for us to adjust, but then we speak Hungarian with the best of them.
when you go yeah, over there to wrestle, cool. Does any of the family members come over with you?
I think our uncle will come watch. Our grandma's still in Hungary. She's probably, how old, 80?
81.
I don't think she'd like that environment, but we're definitely going to visit her. And our uncle and some family friends and stuff. So it'll be a good time.
Dude, that sounds like a blast, man. Did I catch you drinking some protein water there?
We're drinking water from a Gatorade bottle right now.
Water from a Gatorade bottle.
So we get all the plastic.
There you go. You know, everyone's got those fancy, you know, $50 water bottles they're carrying around these days. You guys got some of those too? I'm just like, use my plastic one all day, and I throw it away, and I use a plastic one again the next day.
Oh, we don't. We keep ours for months, usually.
Oh, man. So any other appearances coming up that you didn't say?
What could we say? Let me see.
Wrestling Beyond.
We could talk about our New York trip. That was exciting.
Oh, is that...
Oh, to plug anything, we wrestled for Beyond back in December against a twin tag team, so it's on YouTube. If you guys take a minute to check it out, it's us versus the Regal Twins, and it was a very fun match for us, and we made a vlog about it too. So search up Boros Twins New York vlog. I'm sure it'll pop up, and that's worth checking out.
Excuse me. Well, very cool for you guys, man. And speaking of vlogs and social media, where can the folks follow you at on all those different platforms? Where can the kids follow you these days?
So we're pretty easy. Everything's at Voros Twins, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Make sure you turn on the notifications so you see. We don't have a TikTok. I know that's a popular one. No TikTok yet.
I don't even know what that is.
You're like, I think it's what the sound a clock makes.
Yeah, TikTok.
But if you heard this podcast and you followed us on Instagram, shoot us a message. We always reply to almost every message. Just say like, yo, or something, just to grab our attention. And we'll reply.
And how do, these promotions around the world, how do they book you? Is email or just those social media spots? Or?
So our DMs are always open. Opens the slide in them, but it's also vorostwins@gmail.com for all the businessy kind of email and stuff like that.
What about, you said you had a pro wrestling tee site. Is that where to get all the merch other than seeing you in person?
Correct. It's vorostwins on pro wrestling tees as well. We just put a new design up back in January. Where it says yo on it, so be sure to check out that.
How many shirts you got up there right now?
I think we got 300 or something. What?
No, like, wow. Five. Guy's been busy.
Around damn. Five something. Yeah.
And hey guys, before I let you head off and you go hit the gym, and I probably got to go grocery shopping or something. But dude, any final thoughts? Anything you want the people to know or hear about you before we head off for the day?
Let me think. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. And spring has sprung pretty soon, so I don't know what Chris is talking about. Basically, yeah, thanks for supporting us, everyone. thanks for buying our shirts and stuff, and always feel free to come say hi to us whenever, and follow your dreams, right? Is that what people say? And what did I say? Don't count your chickens before.
Okay.
Kristen is chickens as well. No, I think that's pretty much it. I hope everyone enjoys the Super Bowl today.
Who are we cheering for again? The Chiefs?
We are cheering for the Chiefs, fellas.
Cool.
Go, Chiefs, go.
Go, Chiefs, go.
All right. Go, Chiefs, yo.
There we go. There we go. Go, Chiefs, yo. And we'll leave it there, man. Guys, thanks for coming on this morning. And this will be, well, as I'm talking to you, it'll drop tomorrow. So you guys have a good rest of your day.
Sorry, last thing. It's also like 2/02/20 or something. It's like a special day or something. I don't know. February 2nd, 2020. I don't know, but happy.
Don't cut them off.
Happy that.
Do you have Groundhog Day in Canada?
Oh, I think we do, but I don't think it's that. Everything's bigger in America.
I think the groundhog, I don't know what happened, but I think we're getting spring early. I don't know what that means. He came out, didn't come out.
Yeah!
So there we go. Early spring, boys. Cool. All right, guys, have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again soon, and I'll see you hopefully again soon at Without a Cause.
Cool. Sweet. Thank
Yo!
You. Thank you.
Yo. Thank you. This episode recorded at the Bigfoot headquarters. This has been a Swagamore production.